Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah ta'ala wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you. I just had a thought, just a quick thought. SubhanAllah, Prophet, peace be upon him, said in his hadith, I'm just going to give you the gist of the hadith. لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شرار الخلق أو لشرار الناس. Meaning that the event that has been mentioned in the Quran multiple times, it's well known among all the sects, every sect in every religion. I don't know if it's in every religion, but in Islam, that's what we have. As-sa'a. It's judgment day. We could call it resurrection day. So the events that precede this event, the events that precede this major event. So the hadith says judgment day will take place, of course, but there will be only the worst of the worst, meaning just the worst of mankind, will be the ones to witness this event. Of course, the rest would be dead. So that's the idea. And it got me thinking, SubhanAllah, like imagine now this analogy, people that are yet to come will be the worst of the worst. If I mean, according to the hadith, and this is what I understand actually. And SubhanAllah, if you see that your generation is doing bad, meaning there are few good people, there are few honest, honorable men and women in your generation, your family, I'm referring to the family, then I guess you should do something about it. I'm being serious. You should do something about it. You don't want things to go bad for you as well. So imagine this. This is simple math. I mean, the longer people wait, the longer people live, the worse it gets for them. And so you can imagine that we could say that all the good people are dead, but that would make no sense. Of course, we have really good people. We have our holy, as an Ahmadi Muslim, we have our holy Khalifa. May Allah be his aid. Aidullah Ta'ala ibn Surah al-Aziz. So, because some people don't know the meaning of that, the abbreviation of ABA. May Allah be his aid. So, of course, we have good people. We have Ahmadis, some really devout Ahmadis. And we have many good people, of course. It would be stupid to say that there are no good people, of course. We don't want to fall into that biased, unreasonable, and actually unfair thinking. So yeah, just think of this. And the reason why I decided to record this and talk about it is because, well, someone, SubhanAllah, for me, let me just start with me. When I look back at my family and I, SubhanAllah, you see, they're doing some unnecessary stuff, so I would classify them as bad or doomed. Well, trying to be objective here as much as I can, right? So, alhamdulillah, I accepted Ahmadiyya, Islam Ahmadiyya, and that in itself is good. That's just what goodness can become. So, yeah, just think of this. Let me just repeat, because I love repeating things, and we all love someone who repeats stuff. We should do something about this, you know? Like the world, كما قال, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, لا يزداد الأمر إلا سوءا. Meaning it's only getting worse. Meaning the events in all. So this is a prophecy. We know that Hazrat Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet of God. He receives revelation. So this was a prophecy from God himself. So we could say that the hadith is God's prophecy. He's the all-knowing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is just to break things down for some people, because it's all good. It's all okay. Anyways, and to continue the hadith. The hadith says that لا يزداد الأمر إلا سوءا ولا الناس إلا شحا. It says ولا المهدي إلا عيسى. So he says that it's only getting worse. People are getting stingier and stingier, ولا المهدي إلا عيسى. Meaning, so he kind of included whatever, and I can't remember the hadith properly, but he made a summary of all what he said. Wa al-mahdiyu illa Isa. And SubhanAllah, this is a very beautiful statement. Wa al-mahdiyu illa Isa. I'll tell you why. First of all, it means that the Mahdi, the Imam Mahdi, is Isa alayhi salam, the Nazareth. That's not the exact same person, just to clarify. is not the exact same person because we have two different people. But subhanAllah, this, it has a beautiful meaning inside of it. Like, just think, in Arabic we say nuzul, descendants. It means what it means, which is to have something descend from above. And also, it has other different meanings, because you know Arabic is very accurate in describing names. It gives many meanings, but it puts you in the bigger picture of whatever term or concept or anything you're trying to translate or understand. So it gives you things that you didn't ask for. So that's Arabic for you. It gives you things, and subhanAllah, it's a beautiful thing to observe about this language. So anyhow, the reason why I stopped here is because there's a big quarrel. I would call it a quarrel, actually. But there's a fight between Muslims, the sects of Islam. They think that Isa alayhi salam, the one Prophet, peace be upon him, talked about in another hadith, كيف أنتم إذا نزل ابن مريم فيكم وإمامكم منكم. So your imam is amongst, or is from yourselves. So imamukum minkum, and your imam is from yourselves. Prophet, peace be upon him, was talking about, he was talking to his companions and said, like, how would you be if Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has descended amongst you, and your imam, meaning the one who would lead you, imam in this context would mean the khalifa, if we were to be precise, imam here means the one who would lead, because there's the imam that we all know, meaning the one who leads people into prayer, but there's also the imam, for example, in our community we have our imam. So how would you be if Hazrat Isa alayhi salam descended, إذا نزل ابن مريم فيكم, he descended amongst you, or descended in whatever, so etc. And imamukum, meaning your imam, is from your, minkum, it means from your ummah, because here minkum refers to you, Muslims. He was talking to his companions, so it makes total sense, right? So talking to his companions, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to us, meaning the Muslims who would come later, right? That there would be a time where Hazrat Isa alayhi salam would descend, right? He would not be the typical Isa, or the one who was sent, like I said, to people of Israel, just to you know, make things clear. And so how would you be? That's the whole thing. It's a hadith. So how would you be after that? Muslims don't believe in the advent of another prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, they believe that Isa alayhi salam, the Nazareth, meaning a prophet who died, I don't know, at least 1,000 years. That's, yeah, the very least. He died, and he was sent to a different tribe. He was sent to Banu Israel, people of Israel. I mean, if I had nothing to do with, if I was not, if I weren't an Ahmadi, and this was my first interaction with someone who was talking to me like this, and it was explaining things to me just as I am doing right now. And he said that someone from another, I could call it an era, someone from a different world actually, is going to lead another, quote, back, another different ummah, meaning a nation, a different nation, I would go like, whoa, stop. Like, no, that makes no sense. It makes no sense. How could someone who was sent, this is what I understand, sorry. So this is what the majority of Muslims believe in. This is why they're just misled, they're astray, actually. And yeah, so just think of all of this. And I would love to talk more about this, and would love to hear what you got to say. Actually, read what you have to write. You got to write whatever. And yeah, we could interact. And of course, these are my ideas. These are my thoughts. Of course, I'm an Ahmadi, a Muslim. And yeah, I can think, and I should think actually. Okay, why did I say that? Anyway, these are my ideas and my, what we call in Arabic, ijtihadat. So this is just me thinking and just coming up with different ideas. And if you would like to go to the source and Meaning, if you would like to learn more about Ahmadiyya, you could go to the official website, which is alislam.org. And if you're an Arab, or you understand, or you speak Arabic, or Arabic is your thing, your favorite language, it is ours, of course, but you could visit a different website. Islam Ahmadiyya, double Y, islamahmadiyya.net. And of course, there's the French and the Urdu websites as well. You can find them all in alislam.org. That's the universal or the global international website. And yeah, so these are my ideas, and just wanted to share with you something I just had. Well, God bless you all, and see you soon, or talk to you soon, inshallah.